I the meanest?
Showing up.
Am I the prettiest?
Showing up.
Am I the baddest mofo go down around this town?
Showing up.
Well, who am I?
Vegas.
Who am I?
Vegas.
I can't hear you.
Vegas.
Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. The topic today is Jerome. Now, I've been on record with my displeasure with Trinidad James. I have so many problems with dude that stands so far beyond rap that this wouldn't even be a hip-hop podcast. But we're not gonna go there. We're gonna stick with hip-hop. Now, Trinidad James recently did a show in New York City, and he was basically saying that Atlanta runs hip-hop as it relates to New York City. And he doesn't care if anybody in that audience likes it or not, because it's the truth. Now, when I first read those headlines, I was a little upset because the headlines should have read, Trinidad James gets his ass whooped in New York City club. But it didn't. Now, I'm not an advocate for anybody getting beat up. But once I did further research on his statements, I don't disagree so much with him. And that's hard to say. I'm Brooklyn, NYC. And the reason why I say that is because Trinidad James started that statement by saying he remember back in the days, he looked up to New York City. You know what I'm saying? New York City was hot. They set the trends. And it's not the New York he idolized as a hip-hop fan and a potential rapper himself. And that's big. That's big for him to say that. So then when he turns around and says that ATL runs NYC, well, he's not lying in a sense. Because all you have to do and all he had to do was turn on the radio. Who's getting the most burn on the radio? Now, some will say, well, there ain't no good New York rappers. Mainly the young ones. Because we're not talking about the old ones. We're talking about the young ones. And I say that's not true. So I blame Trinidad James' boldness and his statements, and probably Kendrick Lamar's also, on New York City radios and DJs. Now, granted, I understand what's popping across the country in commercial radio. Hey, you may not like it, but you gotta go with it. If that's the demand on the streets, you gotta go with it. But there was a time where DJs and program directors and music directors would break artists, even if they had to break them on the basement level of the floor amongst all of the other bullshit that's on, they would do it. But nah. For example, Rosenberg goes in on Nicki Minaj, who is a New York MC if you couldn't tell, but they would never not play her because they know the consequences of not playing her. That means they don't get Drake, that means they don't get Lil Wayne, and anything affiliated with Cash Money and Young Money. That's suicide as a program director for a commercial urban radio station. And I can understand that. Sure, you don't like it. Why aren't you playing some of the local dudes who do represent a lineage to that older New York? Some light rotation. Throw that mixtape in there when you're announcing projects is coming out. Make the younger generation say, okay, well, I know him, but who's that? Make them discover hip-hop. But the problem now is they're so caught up in the stream that it's really only about the dollars, and it's really only about the ratings, and it's really only about the celebrity status they get by being affiliated with them. So in turn, when a Trinidad James comes to New York and he's doing more numbers than a local artist, and he turns on the radio and he hears nothing but his peoples from Atlanta, he feels safe. The main thing, and this is where I get on my trapped in the 90s, he could have never said that in the 90s on a stage in New York City. That man will be in a coma to this day. It's just a big discussion. I kind of feel like I can't really hate on him for that, because the comments he made in regards to New York City before making that statement is something that's really not debatable. But the youngest generation and the radio, television, and everything in New York City that helps to promote these artists has made it that way. They made it so he can feel comfortable that way. And it's about time that New York City as a whole takes control. And don't get me started on the older dudes who choose not to say anything. And I'm looking at you, Jay-Z, and I'm looking at Nas, and I'm looking at 50. One of you dudes, unfortunately, might have to step in and say something, because having the sideline dudes like Mano and my son and all these dudes say it, they're only going to be looked at as haters because they don't have the same popularity. But Mano is an old school dude, so of course his first thoughts is to put hands on people. But I've already said too much. This is Vegas, and that's one to flow on. Follow me on Twitter at VegasWorldINC and check out my blog, hiphoppolitic.com.